Hello.
This is Xander with customer support. We'll return to your call. May I have your zip code?
89001.
85001.
No, 89001.
Okay. May I have your first and last name?
Dolores, Dolores. Flukiger, F for Frank, Luckiger.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I do see your name here. Would you verify your address for me?
808 Dove Crossing, P.O. Box 366, Alamo, Nevada 89001.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I do see your order here. Where you order the tactical bag? Is that the account you're calling about?
Yeah, I ordered a bag, but then there was $56.95 docked out of my account the other day, and then I looked back, there was $56.95 docked out of my account in October, and I didn't. When I called, I spoke to a very extremely rude young man who told me that I had signed up for a membership, and I said, no, I haven't, and I want to cancel it. And he gave me a cancellation number, K for King, C for Charlie, 021. And he said it was cancelled. And he said, we'll send you a gift card for $125. And I said, I don't want a gift card for $125. I didn't realize at the time that there had been an amount stopped in October. So I thought like there was only $56.95 for November 27th that needed to be reversed. And I said to him, I don't want you to give me back more than you owe me. I want you to reverse that $56.95. It was pending in my bank until Sunday night. And then it was cleared on Monday. And he said, no, we're not doing that. We'll give you a gift card. And I said, I'm telling you, I don't want you to give me more than you owe me, which I hadn't, as I told you, found out about no October at the time. And then he said no, and I said, listen, I can't deal with you, I need to speak to your supervisor. And he said nope. And I said to him, this is still the United States of America, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I called my bank, I told them what to do, or I told them what had happened, and they said they'll investigate it, they've given to their fraud department, and I had to cancel my card. Because they said if people are taking money out of your accounts and they're not willing to return it or say that they're not going to do it anymore, then you need to cancel your card. So they canceled the card. So I asked him when I called, I said, I seen something on my account that says something Fireplace Solutions. And I said, is that you? And he said, yes. And I said, what are you? Because it doesn't mean anything to me. And he said, we're a third-party administrator for some companies, and he got some information like my name. And then he said, you signed up for a membership. And I said, no, I didn't. And so I told him, I said, I'm going to call the FBI. And then I realized that the FBI are flipping rogue anyway, so there's no point in calling them. But I'm sick and tired of being ripped off. And I don't even know if I ever got a bag or if I ever got anything. I kind of remember there being a free offer for something, some survey or something I did, and it said there's earbuds and there's this, that, and the other. And I have earbuds, so I didn't need them. And I have a phone, so I didn't need that. And I feel that I might have said I'll have the free gift of the tactical bag. But I can't be sure. I definitely didn't sign up.
Well, according to the post office, the bag was delivered on September 26th, but I do see the account. I do see where the membership was joined, and I do see that this account is already closed, so the company won't be able to use the account to charge you for the membership anymore.
Well, you wouldn't be able to anyway because I had to cancel my card, and I'm going traveling now without my card because I had to cancel it. And the young man was so rude. He was just so rude. He was just so rude. And I went online, and he said, I said, what was the name of the company? And he said, something new gadget. There was another word, something beginning with our new gadget. And I went online, and I put that in. I put that in .com. And it brought up all this stuff, like where somebody said, oh, I opted to change to AT&T for my cover, and I got a free gift from a company called whatever the word is, newgadgets.com. Is this a scam? And loads of people answered and said, yes, this is a scam. So I don't know if you're the third-party administrator and if this gadgets company is one of your clients, but they're not legit. I'm telling you now, they're not legit. So I don't know what the hell is going on, but I know that the government has some kind of an accountability body. And I am seriously not going to tolerate any more of this. There's very little consumer protection left in this country because we're so far into communism. I know because I ran from Europe ahead of communism. And you better get ready because we're about 3/4 of the way into it.
So this account, like I said, it is closed. The previous person you spoke with, they did close the account. So as a courtesy, we can board the charge, the recent charge, which was incurred on Sunday, November 27th. That will post back to your card, and you'll get an email at your first name dot your last name at gmail.com. And that is what we can do for you in regards to this account. This company, they feel like all the charges are valid, but we'll go ahead and justify giving you back that amount. That will post back to your card, like I said, in 3 to 5 business days.
Well, my card was just canceled by my bank, so
it will be credited to the new card. It has to go back to the card on file, but your bank will handle it. I'm sure they're familiar with the process. Once you close your account, it will post back to your new card.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I didn't even want to. I just got hacked about 2 months ago, so I only got my cards back. And I just didn't want to. And I argued with the bank and said, I don't want to cancel my card. And they said, you have to. You have to cancel your card. So
yes,
anyway,
ma'am.
But I
uh-huh.
appreciate that you would reverse that payment.
Yes, ma'am. And
thank
again,
you.
The account is closed. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Goodbye.